This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Today we're asking the question, the Ward Howitt of R&W Custom Collision. We've heard some things going on about elite accreditation within auto body and getting repairs through insurance. What are some of the changes we're seeing?
Some of the changes are huge, just as the way they make vehicles nowadays is changing all the time. So one of the main reasons for all of these changes is keeping people safe in vehicles, having if they're involved in an accident, to make it safer for them to be involved in an accident, and to make it safer for them not to get involved in an accident. So the vehicles nowadays come with lane departure sensors, backup sensors, forward sensors, cameras all around them, airbags. They're made for everything to keep that person safe in the car. So our way of fixing cars have really drastically changed and is going to drastically change in the future.
I would imagine this requires a lot of specialty training.
The training, the equipment that we're going to be involved in purchasing from now and into the future is huge. So we have to make that commitment in order to make those proper repairs happen. We're working with SGI in order to develop a plan, in order to come up with a plan to make sure that all shops are fixing the vehicles the way they're supposed to be fixed. And we do that by following OE standards, so the original manufacturer making sure that the standards that they say how to fix a vehicle is followed. And we're working together with SGI. SGI is following those standards also. So they do inspections on the vehicles that are repaired during and after, even, to make sure that those vehicles are repaired properly. Sometimes those vehicles they're made out of numerous different types of metal, from high strength steel to ultra high strength steel to mild metals, all that stuff. And they're made in that way in order to fold up to make that passenger safe in that vehicle. So when we fix those things, we have to fix them with the right tools. It could be welders, glues, it could be, there's a number of things that we used in order to fix those cars, but we do follow the standards of the original equipment manufacturer in order to make sure that that vehicle is fixed up to those standards.
And there's some cases, I suppose, where you just can't repair something even if it looks minor.
That's true. Some of this ultra strength steel is non-repairable. You can't heat it. You heat it, you destroy the strength of it. So some of that stuff is non-repairable and has to be replaced. So then when we replace that, some of the stuff is, believe it or not, use some types of glues. But of course, if you don't know that, it's really hard to say that you fix that car properly. So we have to be schooled and trained in all those standards. I know when we get a job in or whatever, I have a link right to the systems of the OE. I print off that procedure manual, the part that they're changing or whatever, so that my technicians know exactly how that's supposed to be repaired. It says right there to the T, and they follow it, and we know that we're doing our due diligence and making sure that vehicle's repaired correctly.
If you've got questions, you can go ask Ward Howitt. So you can visit him on Facebook. You can call 306-763-1233 or head on out 5 kilometers west on Highway number 3.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.